Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So, Sandy radios everybody for a captain's meeting. And she's like, hey, everyone, really happy you're here. God, you guys look eager.
Also amazing that you all fit on this tiny love seat that we have that in this salon. This boat is really small. Gosh.
I look around and I look at all your energy. Look at you just sitting there. God, maintain that energy for the next charter and the charter after that, the charter after that, and the charter after that. In 70 years, I want to look at you just sitting there smiling the exact same way.
Oh, Sandy, I'm sorry, but we couldn't quite hear you. We could only see the soles of your feet.
God, this chair.
We got each other's back. That's how I roll. Now, we're going to dock. We're going to anchor. We're going to dry run. Then we're all going to get together. What are we going to do?
Drop the anchor.
Hug. We're going to hug. What are we going to do after we take a hug?
Drop the anchor.
Going to take a nap. Okay. Then what?
Drop the anchor.
We're going to nap hug. That's where we take naps while we're hugging.
When do we eat the branzino?
So they all cheer for this pep talk because they're going to do a dry run. And then Sandy's like, the last few charter seasons, we step on a boat. We don't know the boat. It's just a mess. And I want 7-star service from day one. So she has the grand idea that before people come on the boat, we're going to make sure people know what they're doing. I'm like, why did it take like 12 years of this show for someone to finally have this idea instead of just like, oh, welcome to the boat. You've never been on a boat before. Okay, great. Well, the next charter starts in 3 minutes. So I don't know. Learn how to fold a napkin.
They must have had a cancellation or something because this time is money. You're not just going to pay people to like go float around for nothing.
Yeah.
They must have had a cancellation or something. So she's like, this is a bigger boat than Bravado. So we're going to set two anchors every time. It's more of a challenge for the deck crew. There's more working parts. I trust Nathan. We got this.
Well, she also says the boat is called Akira One. And she's like, Akira One's an older boat. So you know it's solid. It survived the test of time. I'm like, have you seen an old house?
I don't know. So I think they're stronger than the new ones, you know? Like, look at airplanes. We're still riding airplanes from the 1950s and 60s because they hold up better. The new ones are like, oh, whoops. Like, they hit a bird and explode.
I don't know, but I also remember Parsifal, too, and that was an old boat.
Mm.
And that one required a bit of assistance. I don't know. I
feel an old boat. I'm defending the old boats.
Okay, that's fair.
These damn kids come in here with their mushroom hair. These damn boats.
Well, that's true. When they did have a new boat, there was that one boat where the stabilizers went out. They had built in those stabilizers. Mm-hmm. And then remember
that modern boat was a shitty boat. Remember? Yes. They couldn't keep the stabilizer. What else is wrong with that? But that was so much wrong with that.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now Joy's in the galley.
That was the chef with the mirror glaze.
I wish I remembered what was my favorite boat. Like, there's some boats I do. The mirror glaze boat, what was annoying about that one was that the galley had like a hallway next to it. Remember?
With a window. With a window. Like a bank window.
And for some reason, that drove me nuts.
Me too. It made me crazy. Like, the chef needs privacy.
I think probably the best boat that they've had was the one that we just got off of on Down Under. Because that galley was so massive. Like, they've never seen a galley as big as that.
I don't really remember the boats that much. Unless they're very, like, I remember the modern boat and I remember the sailing boat.
Surely you remember the one yacht that used to be a Japanese merchant boat or something like that. Remember, it was like every episode, well, this boat used to be a Japanese fishing trawler, whatever.
I remember hearing about it, but I don't remember what it looked like.
It was brown, a lot of brown on the inside.
Okay. Beige. All right. So Genevieve and Kat are in the cabins. And Genevieve is like, I hate beds. Luckily, I'm moving to a point where I never have to do another bed again in yachting. I'm trying to become a purser. So yeah, fuck beds. Am I right?
Seriously, just the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And then
she tells us what a purser is. So I didn't know because I just said it was the person who ordered things. That's incorrect. A purser runs HR. They take care of crew contracts. It's the highest you can get on the interior. I wish we could see the purser on these boats. I think that would be a fun character.
Yeah.
The HR purser.
The HR purser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, she's saying, did you just say this part? I grew up in a New York City, in a wealthy neighborhood. And she goes, I went to school with celebrity kids. Success stories all around. My parents were successful and I want to be more successful with them by running HR on a boat.
Yeah. It's like, that's the American dream, isn't it? I was like, no, the American dream is like winning the lottery and not having to do shit and be rich anyway, right?
It's like, I don't remember this episode of The Gilded Age where someone, like one of the Vanderbilt kids were like, guess what, mommy? I will be running HR on a boat. I'll be overseeing conflicts amongst.
Well, you never know. Because there is some Gilded Age shit that was crazy. Like one guy invented the alarm clock. I think he invented the alarm clock. He was like a butler. And they're like, oh, a clock that makes noise. Oh, stupid. And now look at him.
And that man's name was Reginald G. Alarm Snooze. Clock.
Reginald G. Snooze.
His name was Dream Machine.
Yeah. So now Joy's in the galley and she's like, let's not cut my hands today. Let us not cut my hands today. I mean, I like that she sings. I would have preferred Le Poisson, oh, I love Le Poisson. Love to chop and to serve little fish. First, I cut off the heads and I. You know, they removed that song from the live action Little Mermaid.
Why?
Why would you do that? I was so upset. I know it's a cute movie otherwise, but I was like, you removed
that's the one that they removed?
Yeah.
That was stupid.
I was extremely offended.
So then, meanwhile,
there was a lot of controversy over that movie that was just unfounded, uncalled for, and disgusting. But when I saw it, I was like, why isn't this a controversy?
That should have been.
This is why people should be pissed.
Exactly. Well, so Nathan is, he's agitated. He's like, primary on the teak and on the teak. And Sam's like, hey, don't yell. You're going to learn your rhythm. Cause you know what? You know, it's going to get you the rhythm. It always happens. So that's what today is for. Okay. Anchors and rhythm.
Anybody know what happened to Gloria Estefan? No. You know why? The rhythm got her. It got her. It came for her in the night.
But you know what though? She never yelled. She never yelled. Okay. So now the Stews and Cooper are in the crew mess and Cooper's like, oh my God, I would love some steak. I'm cramping real bad. And so they're like, yeah, wow. Like I saw you do all that today, but you're really flexible. It's like, oh, I can do a split. Like really? So he does a split and they're all shocked. Ronnie was delighted for the rest of the night.
A lot of people doing splits. There's that girl on Love Island who that's her thing.
She's
like, I do a split. Like when you really work your groin every day in the morning, like our groin is attached to us, you guys. And it's like so attached to us.
And then they just show her do the splits and then rub her groin all over the ground, like rhythmically while everybody gets haired. Sorry, guys. Gorgeous water being poured.
Ronnie
over
is
here.
Pouring me a delicious glass of Saratoga water. They're not even a sponsor, but they're sponsoring my
damn it, Ben. We said the other day they were a sponsor. Now you're admitting that we're liars.
Well, I'm trying to shame
some nice cloudy
I'm trying to
water.
Shame them into being a sponsor.
Yeah, I still have some chai tea latte in here. So, delicious. Oh, well, I love some cloudy.
Ronnie, did you not learn anything from Love Island? When you say chai tea, it's like saying tea tea. Which, by the way, that's Padma's big thing. And then Zach from Love Island said it. It's like, Padma did it first.
Like TT. Okay, so let's see. Cooper does the splits. It was hot. Aisha and Joy are in the galley. And she's like, oh my God, look at you. So organized. So what made you decide to be a chef? And she's like, I was in Miami working as bartender. I met a gentleman. We fell in love. And he said, you should be private chef. And that was the beginning of the story.
Oh my God, what happened to him?
He made mistakes. I didn't forgive. I cook him. I cook
now.
The man.
he's gone.
I love her. I love her. She's like, he made mistake. I didn't forgive. He's dead.
Well, because you know he was like, you should be a private chef. So that way she would go to culinary school and that way he could bang someone else. So Joy
Is that a thing? It's a lot of work.
I just made it a thing.
Yeah, most of the guys on this show don't put that much effort in. They just bang somebody else anyway.
So Joy is like, right now, I'm focused on my career. I need to have someone that supports me and bring me peace, not someone that can put his kiki somewhere else. Okay. So then Aisha's like, great day, everyone. Go to sleep. And Sandy's like, okay, deckhands, get ready to dock the boat. This is the big practice, and we're not going to mess up whatsoever.
Okay, Ryan. Dry run.
Dry run.
So Genevieve, Kat, and Kaylee are in the crew mess. And Genevieve's like, oh, my God, who's on lights with me for the deck team? It's going to be Luke. She's like, love that. Oh, my God, that's going to be so funny. He's so tall. He's so sexy. He's older. I like older men.
And then Kaylee's like, I reckon Cooper is the guy that you take home to mom. He just seems so innocent. And Joe, he just seems like trouble. Like, he's like fucking trouble. Am I right? Did you hear the one about the energizer bunny? It's in the battery commercials. So then outside, they're coming into dock, but there's these two party boats, and they're making so much noise. I mean, you've never heard the Macarena this loud.
Yeah, they are partying on these boats. Yeah. And Nathan's like, Captain Sandy, what's that noise? The fuck do you think it is?
She's like, oh, you're talking about wind? New season just started.
Look out the window.
I know.
She's like, oh, we're going next to the party boats. They are definitely breaking the noise ordinance.
Wait a second. They're singing a song about a concept I never even heard. We can do that? Electric slides. Okay, we're getting that on our boat.
What, is Hannah back having a drug den party over there?
So,
by the way, did you see Hannah in the preview?
Yeah. Like,
oh, these kids in the new fangled boats. I didn't know she was back on here.
She's back. She's back.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they're trying to dock this boat, but no one can hear anything over the sound of Love Shack. So she's like, what was that? Do I need to pull back? Do I need to pull forward? Which way do I go? Am I doing the Macarena or am I parking the boat? What am I supposed to do?
How am I supposed to know what I'm doing? All the orders are turn the beat around. Oh, geez. Captain, stop rotating your chair. It's like, I can't help it.
Captain Sandy, we're going to need you to stop doing a line dance up there. I don't know. The rhythm got me again. I can't help it.
Oh, Gloria, there you are. Let me out of here.
So she crashes.
They crash. Yeah, so basically she's like, can you see? I can't see. Can you see? I can't see. Can you hear me? 2 meters, 2 meters. Ah, boom.
Yeah, there's a big crash. Yes. And she's actually pretty chill about it. Nathan starts losing his mind. He's like, I'm going to get fired. And then I can't provide for my family. And then my family's out here. And my heart is beating out of my chest. She's like, wow, I can't believe what just happened. If there's structural damage, our charter season's over before it even got started. And to think it all happened while I was upside down in that damn chair.
So she comes to inspect the damage, and it's cracked all along the... what do you call it? The dock?
It's like the thing. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. The
entryway, the foyer, if you will.
The passer. It wasn't the passer.
Have we been recapping this for 14 years? Or we still
the
don't
naughty
know
boy.
The parts of the butt?
Yeah, it's the butt. It's basically the boat's butt.
It's the butt.
It's the butt. The butt.
It's got a crack. It's like every like other butt.
It's got like a chaplet.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, fuck, we damaged it. I don't believe it. He's like, I'm sorry. I don't even know what happened. It's like, just be calm. See if there's damage on the inside. And Joe's like, I don't want to sound like an op-ed.
Too late.
But if I were down on the stern, here we go. If I were Chief Stu, the boat wouldn't even be within 2 meters of hitting the dock. As a bosun, you've got to understand that there's a loud environment. You've got to pre-plan this. If she's on the port side wing station, set up two people on port side to say 2 meters, 2 meters, 2 meters, like a channel of communication. But that's just me.
Well, yeah. A, you're right. But B, you were also here. You know, why aren't you doing anything?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. He's such an underminer. He always has been.
To fail.
So then Sandy's like, well, obviously this sucks, but I think, you know, because I've been through so much in my life, you know, Somali pirates, basically
chasing Saddam Hussein on a boat through a desert.
Yeah, getting almost run over by a giant ball after I picked up that trinket in the cave. If something happens,
being stymied again and again, trying to rob Macaulay Culkin's home.
Oh my God, those two velociraptors in that kitchen. Oh God.
Geez. That time that Richard's gear best friend called me a hooker and tried to bang me at a wedding.
Running away from the feds, but thankfully flying up on my bicycle against the backdrop of a moon.
Rescuing Princess Leia from that big blobby thing.
It's been a lot. And, you know, thankfully, if something, I know that it takes a lot to rattle me. Okay. Whoa. Yeah. Sorry. Just like a spider. But if something happens, you know how people get excited and are like, oh my God, I've always gone quiet. You know that thing when people get excited and they're like, oh my God. Yeah. I'm a quiet type.
Yeah. I don't do that.
You know, I want to find my way out. You know, I've had a lot of battles with Skeletor over the years And the only way to do that is to become clear-headed and strategic.
You know how I stole He-Man's ear? I just stayed quiet. Billy went to sleep.
I just looked at the back of that yacht and I said, I have the power.
So she's like, it's just a crack going along the whole boat. It's repairable. I just saw Titanic. A crack is a big deal. A little water gets in there. You're all dead. I'm just warning you now.
Yeah, it's over. So Sandy's like, okay, look. Did you look up and we were right there? Is that what happened? I'm trying to give you an excuse on camera. And he's like, half a fucking meter. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to push you in the water if you say the F word again. No more saying that. It's like, sorry. It's like, you know, you got to learn, okay? Do not let this shit bother you because I'm sick of you cursing. So don't let this shit bother you. You're the leader of a team. You don't have to be down, okay? It's superficial. We still need to pick up charter tomorrow. Correct the mistake. Be better tomorrow. Understood. Capiche?
But I can't believe I did that. I'm sudden it.
Do you want me to scream at you? Oh my God. Look,
it's Captain Sandy calling.
Why is my ringer not off? It's an iPad. I didn't even know it rang until
today. Guess what?
I'm going to stay quiet about it.
You know what? You know, I don't get rattled anymore by phone calls. Even when I do put it on Do Not Disturb.
And the phone comes through.
I know. You know, it happens to me all the time.
It's already on Do Not Disturb.
I put it on Do Not Disturb.
Jeez.
And it's like, guess what, Ronnie? Today's been a bad day for you with Do Not Disturb. People are like, we're going to disturb him no matter what.
They're coming for me. It has been, yeah. The hotel came to clean my room because it's like an apartment hotel, so you only get one day where they come in. And I put Do Not Disturb on there so I could sleep late. Knock, knock, ring, ring, knock, knock, ring, ring. Oh, we needed to clean your room, but we see you have a Do Not Disturb thing on. I was like, yeah. So you did see that. So we're just ignoring that now. All right. Well, come on in. Come on.
Yeah, please go away.
Lay down. Let's take a nap together.
That makes me so mad. That makes me so mad. Well, so mad.
I guess it's better than just not cleaning it because trust me, that room needed it. I was like, look for M&Ms. There are M&Ms all over the place. I spilled some M&Ms. I think I got them all.
I got woken up at 7 a.m. the day after our cabaret and by a text message. It was my fault because I forgot to put my phone on silent because I passed out. Because I was so exhausted, I passed out. I was not a happy camper.
They'll get you. So stay calm, okay? He's like, but I'm disappointed. She's like, I'll murder you. You stay calm. I'm cutting your throat. I'm going to kill your baby, too. You shut the fuck up or your whole family's dead.
He's like, okay. Jeez.
Okay, well, back to it. Everybody's safe here, except you and your goddamn family if you say one more fucking thing. All right, everybody. Oof, let's go take a nap.
Okay, well, before this this experience is over, let me go complain to Stipe, our port liaison. Stipe, I just want to say, have you found your religion yet? That's as the Michael Stipe joke. So I'm sure you heard. that I'm standing in the place where you lived. Gee, I can't stop myself. But we are not shiny, happy people. Oh, God, that's three. I can't do any more. Rules of three, unless I can get to five. Do I have two more in me? But there were two party boats blaring music after curfew at 8 p.m., right?
Are you complaining to me after you just let Gloria out of the vortex? The rhythm got her for a reason. She's like, sorry, geez.
Do you know we have an ordinance here that if Gloria Stefan's in the vicinity, you can't make Michael Stipe jokes. Two genres that do not mix.
So Nathan continues to sulk. And Luke sees Joy and he's like, hey, do you ever get a break? She's like, in 45 days.
By then, I will have taken this knife and dragged it from your chin all the way down to your ball sack.
And Joe's like, these beds are so tiny. How am I supposed to?
I'm so sorry, Sarah, our producer. She just gave me this look like, what are you guys talking about? Our sweet producer was like, what is happening here?
What the fuck are these guys doing? Well, so now it's the next morning, 7:01 a.m. Okay, 5 hours before charter. And Nathan comes to the bridge and he's like, good morning. He's like, you're really taking it like a champ, aren't you? She's like, God, last night we still talking about that? All right, that's it. Over here. I've got a straight razor. Your throat's mine.
It's like, no, I was talking about the fact that you're somehow dangling diagonally off that chair. Well, you know, it takes a while to get to understand these things.
It's like, all right,
let it go already, okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have people here, people there, people on the bow, people hanging upside down, people under the water, under the boat. You know, that'll be fun. See if they can hold their breath. All right, well, we'll bring Aisha on the bow. That'll free up your hands. Call Aisha.
So they call her.
And Nathan basically said, and he's like, okay, with docking, we have to, I'm going to need you to be on the bow. He needs to be on radio. Also, furthermore, as we come into the dock, I'm going to need everyone who's out there on the deck to dance, do a little dance to Blame It on the Sunshine. It's a fun song if you think about it. Don't blame it on the boogie. Blame It on the Sunshine. I'm sorry. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Blame it on the boogie. It's very confusing on who you're supposed to blame at any given moment.
No problem. I used to be a dickhead. All right. So now it's preference sheet meeting time. And we're doing the separate thing where Aisha has pref sheet meeting with her people and then Captain has it with the deck people whatever reason.
But now we're getting a little bit of... They've been experimenting with ways to jazz up the preference sheet meeting, which I don't know why they need to. I think it's fine. But on Blow Deck Down Under, we would get like a whole big video segment, which I enjoyed. Now we're getting kind of like a small video segment where they're like, Sandy is like, hey, Angela and Matt, they sent us a video. Okay, gather around. Let's see these two give a video. So we see this woman, Angela, and she's like, hi, Captain Sandy. We produce these shows on the Las Vegas Strip, and we're celebrating our 23rd year, ex-burlesque, X rocks and X country, and we're bringing the X girls with us to celebrate.
I don't love a classy
triple X.
Nice classy charter.
It is funny. I forget that sometimes, like on Blow Deck Down Under, we had so many groups of gay men come on as guests. Like it was like a lot of gays this season, and I forget that on Blow Deck Med, we often get like bikini girls instead, I just making that up?
I don't know.
Don't you feel like...
I'll trust you.
Isn't Blow Deck Med the one where there's like a lot of like... there's like a skeevy guy who winds up taking photos of like women in bikinis?
DVR erased. There are too many Blow Decks.
Someone look that up. I may be making a theory based off of nothing.
Yeah, no. That stuff is... It's too much for me. So it's all women and one man, guys. And Cooper's like, a lot, man. So Aisha's meeting, she's like, on day one they want to kind of pay lunch and make the most of the yacht's water toys.
Joy goes, something light sounds boring. I want to make onion soup. So Genevieve is like, the guests would love to experience a traditional Croatian meal with white glove service. I love that a little bit more than everyone else here. I guess I just like, I'm a more successful purser person, right?
Yeah. So back to Sandy. Cooper's like, on the second morning, Angela and Matt want to treat their team of girls to the island of Lacroon. She's like,
that's Lacroom.
Stupid.
I think.
Stupid corn-fed
concussion
person.
Yeah, let me guess. You played football. Knew it. Called it.
Oh, I have to look, room. The group will come back for an extravagant Las Vegas-themed dinner to give thanks back to their best performers at the center of their success.
So, 2 hours until guest arrival. So it's just like, oh, starting when we've already crashed the boat, that could be perceived as a bad omen, but I'm looking at it as we've set the bar so low, we can only go up from here. Business season needs to go well because it's about to be me wedding.
And also, Aisha's always done this thing, but now it's even more severe than ever before. In her interviews, she is bending over so much that I feel like she's on one of those like boats that's going under a very low bridge. She's like, it's besotted sand.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So everybody lines up to greet the guests, and Cooper's like, this is charter yachting. All right, look at all these ladies.
Yeah. And then the crew the guests come on, crew gets changed. Aisha gives the tour, and Joe and Cooper are getting changed their cabin. And Joe's like, it's very hot. You know what that means, though? Minimal clothing for the females. If I were bosun, I would make sure that all the women wear bikinis.
I'm just here to respect people. That's all I care about. I see a bunch of ladies like that, and I just say, respect. I'm here to respect my mama would whoop me otherwise.
So then he's so corn fed, it's crazy. So Nathan's telling everyone to change, and the stews are serving snacks in the sun deck, and then Sandy's like, okay Nathan, ready to go, let's get this party started. Gosh, I really can't stop doing that Macarena. I really have been gotten by that rhythm.
So Nathan is giving orders and Cooper's like, wow, you're like my deck daddy. Nathan's like, oh Jesus. Jesus Christ, man. Deck daddy sounds like I should be wearing leather and a fucking gimp mask.
And so
chop chop
to it.
You've heard your instructions. So anchor up, the women are eating on the sun deck. Joy is with some of the stews in the galley, and Kaylee's screaming, joy to the world, food is sick, it's so good I could scream.
Oh my god, this is the moment where I was like, I think I do not like this person. She was just like, everyone was just trying to focus on work, and she's doing like a cheer routine while doing joy to the world. Like, none of it made sense. It was all annoying.
Yeah, she's a very high energy lady.
Yeah,
this one. So Aisha is helping the deck crew and talking about how she used to be a deckhand. Everything goes smoothly. People are asking for lemon drops because, of course, they are.
Yeah.
And now they're going to go change into our bikinis.
Yeah. And so Nathan tells Joe he wants the toys out as fast as possible. And Joe goes, yeah, just no more accidents. Nathan's like, right. I'm just stating the obvious. I just really don't want to scratch the boat again. Like, you're taking the toys out.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with what happened on the deck.
Oh yeah. So it's just checking on dinner, and she's asking how many courses there are. She's like, three zucchini rolls like a moose bouche, lamb for four, and a calamari risotto for the other four people. Then raspberry hot dessert.
It will be actual hearts of men who've betrayed me, coated in raspberry sauce. So she says that the guests want some canapes, and she's like, maybe they're not allowed to eat. It's very annoying because I'm eager to show my talent to the guests. I mean, my Picasso era, you know, I want to impress the world.
So Nathan's radioing Joe, and Joe's like, Nathan, I have my hands full. He's like, it's taken 7 years. I know, respectfully, this is an organization issue. Like, we haven't got order. Is anybody even in charge here? Oh, geez, I can't even work when the boat is so scratched.
So Nathan's like, what the fuck, Joe? I know things are a little different between us now, but if it gets any worse, we're not going to have conversations.
Where's our sun cream? Are we supposed to all die of skin cancer because our leader can't even give us sun cream? Ah, I'm dying. Ah.
So the guests want dinner at 8, and they start playing in the water toys, and Cooper's driving them around. This jet ski is going around, and Joe's talking to Kaylee and about, like, food. Like, you know, is there any food left as she's doing the dishes? And Kaylee's like, oh, wow, I really fed him like a dog. And Joe's like, woof, woof. Oh, that's right, because he comes in and he comes around the corner. And he's like, I'm really hungry. Could someone please put some food in my mouth? And so Kaylee puts, like, a pastry in his mouth. And he just, like, he, like, chomps down on it. And then whatever isn't in there just sort of, like, falls out into her hand. And she's like, wait, he's like an actual dog.
Yeah. Sandy's like, oh, my God, what the fuck? Pursers would never do this. So we go to the galley, and dinner's at 8. And Joe's like, late, I need the girls to be ready before we send down the food, or I lose my temper.
I really feel like when she loses her temper, we should all steer clear
of her. I cannot wait for her to lose her temper.
Her name is Joy. It's going to be terrible.
This is the most excited I've been for a castmate in a long time. I think she has so much promise. And Aisha's like, oh, I'll have a waiting. She's scary.
On my old boat, people called me the little dragon. When I will say service and the girl will not be in the galley, I will scream, are you stupid fucking stupid or what? Let's hope with Aisha we match good together and have the same standard. Because, so let's see, on the first dinner.
Yeah, so now Nathan and Cooper are helping guests with water toys. And Nathan's like, Cooper, did you tell the guests to stay around the boat? And he's like, no. I'm like, well, same thing I told you. It's the same thing you need to tell the guests, so go tell them. He's like,
jeez Louise, jeez.
And now,
you're tall. Hey, guests, y'all are tall. Damn.
What?
You said to say the same thing you said to me.
And now it's time for Below Deck's version of the Thunderdome. It's a tablescaping fight.
Oh, my God.
Two women enter, one woman leave, and some doilies.
Yeah, Kaylee, the energetic blonde lady, is like,
Jen, you can help us out with this. I think it's going to be quite simple. Scape, I admire it. Literally, just like gold candles everywhere. You know, tablescapes. I'm so good at them. I love tablescapes. I dream of tablescapes. The other day, I was at a restaurant. They asked me what I wanted to eat. I said a tablescape. They actually served it. It chipped a tooth, but it was worth it.
So Genevieve says, maybe I'm being dramatic, but it feels like Kaylee is trying to take charge of this.
Well, I used to be a wedding coordinator, so, you know, themes, table decor, going a bit too crazy. That's my jam. It's where I belong. You know, people proposing, even though the bride is standing right there. It's just sort of how it goes from, you know, gorgeous, talented, and a tablescape artist.
I have done hundreds of tablescapes. So Kaylee being like, let me take charge of the situation. It's like going to Captain Sandy and trying to tell her how to dock the damn boat. I'm like, well, might not be the worst thing to do.
I was going to say, this is not the episode to say that.
And we're seeing like comparative photos of their tablescapes over the years, which is really fun. I'm like, ooh, tablescape territory fights.
This is also Captain Sandy's wet dream. To have two people fighting over like, oh my God, I want to do the tablescapes.
The tablescapes are so extra. I feel like as a charter guest, I don't think I would need a tablescape. It's like nice, but like I don't think I need all. Like, I would rather my stews spend that time cleaning than like putting, you know, tweel on a table. You know, like
I mean, it's a thing though. It's like a big. It's an art form. Look at all the pictures they have.
100%.
It's like their whole.
You know, our friend Daria,
like a book.
Our friend Daria. She puts together an amazing tablescape. And so if I ever have like a potluck and she comes over, she makes a beautiful tablescape. She does a great job. It's so wonderful and amazing. But like, it's also like, it doesn't take like 3 hours. And she does, and it looks beautiful and refined. And here they like do it for like hours and hours. And I'm like, they're putting pebbles everywhere. I'm like, if I'm a charter guest, I'm going to say, you don't have to do this. You can like take this moment to get rest.
It's like the shot put.
Okay.
Like you see that and you're just like, why? I mean, good for you. But like, who does that? Like, who wakes up as a kid and they're like, that's what I'm going to do.
Shot put.
But, you know, good for you.
It happens.
So now Nathan and Matt are out on the deck and talking about the girls, of course. And Nathan's like, well, I have a partner now and a baby. And Matt's like, really? Well, is that, Emily, the blonde from France, she just had a baby and she looks great. Oh, no, this is the guest, right? Okay, so the guest is like, you excited? I'm sorry.
I'm still thinking about shot putting. My friend Elena from college was a shot put person.
Sorry, Elena. And Daria, because Ben just called you useless.
No, I said no, Daria does it quick.
I'm kidding.
Daria does a great job.
Like, I just see that as a useless job. I'm just kidding.
Just saying she can do it quickly. Daria, she can do it quickly and efficiently. And on these shows,
it's not wasting like your time. Okay, and thank you for giving me a moment to reset because I was wrong. So this is the main guy, the lead, whatever, guest. So he's like, are you excited about the girls? Nathan says he has a partner and a baby. And he's like, really? Because Emily, that blonde from France, she just had a baby. She looks great. Her tits got better. They got bigger. Now they stay a little firmer. Know what I mean? He's like, oh, my God. Jesus Christ, man.
I've not really heard that's always the experience after nursing a baby.
What a thing to say. Like, who says that?
I know. And our note taker says, as a mother, no.
Well, I guess like when they're still like full.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I'm going to wait until talk about some pregnant ladies' boobs. God bless their hearts. But at least this guy is being positive.
Yeah.
Not like most of the guys on this show.
Sure, I guess. He's also being gross. So Kat,
yeah, but I'm just saying at least he's being positive while he's not like, yeah, she just had a baby, so we put her out to pasture. He's like, she just had a baby and she's even hotter now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. So Kat then takes Aisha. She's like, oh my God, do you want to see the table that I made? So Aisha's like, oh my God, that looks amazing. Who did this? And so Kat is like, oh, actually. I said that Kat made it, but it was Kaylee. So Kat's like, oh, Kaylee did it. It was her vision. And so now Aisha's like,
by the way, I want everyone in the boat to know that the table is gorgeous. Well done. And I'm sure this won't upset anyone. Whoever did this is a genius. And everyone should always take order from the person who made this beautiful tablescape.
And Kaylee is like, oh my God, stop. But I couldn't have done it without Kat and Genevieve as well. Seriously, am I right, girl? Stand behind me and take a bat behind me.
Great. Genevieve is like,
I'm an only child, and my mom likes to say I have a problem competing with other people. Well, I mean, well, they don't know that we have a competition going on. Like, it's literally in my head, but there is an alarm going off in my head, okay? And that's the fake bitch alarm, because she knows what she's doing. She wants to be second stew, and I don't like this bitch at all.
I love her spiraling already.
Already? It's so funny. And then she walks upstairs, and I'm just like, bitch.
She's got a little bit of... What's her face? And the Dutch girl who would fight on little islands with her sister.
Yes. She's like, my dad used to take me and my sisters and drop us off on a deserted island until one of us beat the shit out of each other.
What was her name? Like Sunday or Holiday?
Yeah, Rainbow.
Rainbow. Sunday.
Sunday. Close. It is a type of Sunday. And it's spelled with an E at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rainbow-y. I think that's... No, it was like Rainbow... Whatever. So
so now the guests go to the table and they're like, oh my God, you guys, is it like a full moon? We should walk over here and see if it's a full moon. It's a full moon. And then they're showing their butts because their butts are out of their dresses.
And like, heart
oh
shapes.
My God. Yeah, and heart shapes.
Yeah, it's exciting. So then Joe texts his mom. He's like, Nathan's on the boat. And then Nathan is with Sandy, and Nathan's like, how do you think today went? She's like, well, it went well. I mean, this chair won't stop spinning. I'm getting a little dizzy. But other than that, I think it's been great.
So Sandy's like, well, I mean, it went well considering. He's like, considering yesterday when I cracked the boat. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to kill you. You got that thing. I'm sorry. We can improve. And she's like, eat your meal. Just eat your meal. You're finished for the night. Whiny fucking baby.
The guests love the table setting, and then they're being served food. So Joy's like, good evening, madame and messieurs, peasant people who don't like Picasso's offerings. Here comes your canapé dinner. I thought you'd start the menu tonight with some ajvar, which is eggplant spread with bell pepper and zucchini. Eat it if you can, but I'd rather shove it in your face because you're ungrateful for my art.
I wanted to serve you something you receive in your text from every man that comes across from you, eggplant. Enjoy.
So I Matt's like, that's really good for a non-pregnant lady.
And Katie's like, oh my God, like I really don't like eggplant, but this is like really good.
So Genevieve and Kat are cleaning dishes or something. And Kat's like, how are you doing? And Genevieve's like, good. It's an interesting first charter. I don't like being told what to do. So she is now going to start her campaign.
Yeah, here she goes.
Against Kaylee or whatever her name is.
Like the nicest person in the world, by the way.
See,
like,
enjoy the world.
This girl. It's like the sweetest person ever born. She's what? Like, yeah, I don't like being told what to do. And she says, who did that? She's like, Kaylee. She says, yeah, I don't fuck with that. I would say something before she gets on your nerves. So I like Kat.
Yeah.
Kat's going to stir.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Kaylee is kind of annoying, but also she seems very nice. So now, then the guests are joking with Aisha about like teaching her how to like make her boobies spin tassels. And then Luke is helping Genevieve wash dishes. And now it's time to clear. And they all everyone liked the food. And then they're serving like some risotto and lamb and all this good stuff. So now we go back down to the pantry. And it's Genevieve and Kaylee. And Kaylee is like, oh, by the way, the white gloves can just go in that little bag over there. You just can feel the flames coming out of Genevieve's eyes about the white glove instructions.
Yeah, because at first I was like, wow, Genevieve is really just being too sensitive. Like, this girl didn't do anything wrong. But then they cut. Now, from now on, she does become really bossy. It's funny. She's like, you can put the white gloves over there. She's like, if I would have told my senior stew on any of my previous posts what to do, I literally would have been bitch slapped in the face. Yeah, but you're not the senior stew.
You're not. But she has more experience. I can kind of understand her frustration because she's like, I'm sure in her mind, she's like, I know where they go. But but it's also like hilarious to see this this person who comes on super ambitious. Like, what was her name? I'm sorry, I'm asking all the trivia for Below Deck. Like Orleon or whatever her name was, who was on Below Deck Adventure. And she was like really ambitious. And she first was like, she kept on like hooking up with like higher and higher people on the boat. Anyway,
so sorry. It's like I haven't even been here.
She used to be in the circus. She was I was like a stilt walker.
Oh yes, yes.
She was like, why would you hook up with the boss when you can hook up the captain? Or something like that. She was crazy.
I don't remember that about her, but I do remember making a lot of circus jokes about that chick.
Yeah,
So Genevieve calls her mom and she's like, I mean, there's so much hierarchy on a boat and Aisha hasn't picked the second stew, but I do have more experience, like years on this girl, Kaylee. Okay. And this girl today is like barking orders at me, like we should do this and we should do that. And her mom, who knows her very well, goes, honey, just be cool. Be cool. It's better to be a leader with calmness. Don't get kicked out of another school, please.
I know.
She's like, can't afford to pay another year's tuition at another private school. Please, honey.
We had such high hopes for you at Dalton. And she's like, listen, honey, it's like what I always tell my staff of 40 people. It's better to be a leader with calmness. Is that what you tell your staff? Oh, you don't have a staff, honey.
Right.
Oh. Okay. Well,
listen, I always will support your single stripe. Now just stay calm. Okay.
We can't wait for you to be a purser someday.
So she's like, I've been put too much into this to be taking direction from a fucking green stew. I've never tolerated on any of my boats, and I'm sure as hell not gonna tolerate it now. You're in service. Your job is literally to be bossed around. Calm down.
Oh my God. She is spiraling so early.
She's folding a towel. She's like, bitch.
So then Genevieve is giving herself a pep talk. She's like, I am great. I am sexy. I'm so fucking good at my job. I feel like this girl went to like Smith College and just got bullied the entire time she was there. She is really going through it. So now Kaylee and Kat are talking and Kaylee's like, is Jane okay? She didn't look very happy. And I was like, oh my God, she hates my fucking guts. It happens a lot when you're so good at tablescapes though. It's the burden of success.
Well, bet she wishes she could table escape me, but unfortunately we're working together. And Kat's like, she thinks she hates you. She's like, she does now. Oh God.
And Kate's like, oh wow, shit's gonna happen. I'm not gonna feed into that unless it's fucking funny and I wanna see what happens.
Yes, Kat. That's our girl right there. Yes, Kat.
So the guests love dinner. They love dessert. The dessert, the raspberry hearts are really cool. They're these big hearts with like a mirror glaze on them, actually. And then we see Nathan and Joe, and Nathan is like, happy we can. He's like, yes, sir. But like, he does yes, sir, in a way that's like, whatever. And then Nathan's like, listen, I don't appreciate the energy or whatever these past 2 days. I want it fucking professional. We'll smash it this fucking season. And that's where I lay with it. Just do a deck check and then we're done, okay?
Like, oh, go do a deck check now? What the fuck, mate? Because Nathan just walks away. He's like, what the fuck, mate? Give me a fucking break.
So then in the galley, Aisha is like, congratulations, Joy, on your first day. Are you happy with this service? She's, I don't have anything to say, so I guess I'm happy.
First, you know, it was perfect, amazing. It's really a lot of pressure off my shoulders because she matched with my standards. So good.
So I like that. That was good. I want them to get along, but then Joy to like literally rip everybody else apart.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I love that. So then Joe is mumbling. He is doing a deck check. He's like, fuck this. So this guy who's dedicated himself to the craft of being a bosun or whatever, suddenly is like annoyed at having to do a basic job on this boat. And so now we go into Joe and Cooper's cabin, and Joe afterwards, he goes in the cabin and he's like, I'm going to be very open with you because I'm an open man. I've got a lot of personal shit with Nathan and it's hard. So now here he's going to go and try to turn the deck crew against
Cooper's
Nathan.
Cooper's like, I'm pretty open too. I'm going to be open with you. I played football.
We know.
Could you please stop doing the splits? There's not enough room in here.
Yeah, I have football face.
So Joe's like, my number one goal this season is to prove to Captain Sandy that I'm ready to take the next step in my career. So I want to be bosun someday and then captain. But let me tell you, I'm going to have a tough time doing that with Nathan in charge. So let's get rid of him.
So then Gail is on the phone with Nathan.
She's like, hello, Bob. How are you boys? How are you doing with?
And he's like, I just don't trust Joe. So he's a fucking issue. He wants to step on toes. And he's mentioned a few times how I've been bosun. But I'm like, you have an alternative motive here. Or ulterior, but that's fine. It's an ulterior.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he always has an alternative motive. That's Joe.
He's like, well, I don't trust him. And I'm choosing Luke as the lead deckhand. And I'm telling Captain Sandy tomorrow and Joe's going to be pissed and I don't care.
Dun, dun. Dun.
So is that fair that he's just automatically going to choose somebody else just because he doesn't like Joe?
Well, I don't know what Luke's experience is. Joe is saying that he has a lot of experience now. But also,
But didn't Nathan say that he's the one who can't keep a job and he's new to yachting?
Exactly. He's new to yachting, but Nathan also probably doesn't want to put someone at number two who's going to be undermining him. And Joe's already doing that.
Yeah. And Joe's smarting like off to him and stuff. Like, yeah, you can't put somebody.
You can't have someone who's going to be an underminer in the second position.
Ooh.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Fun little premiere. Back to it.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.